Yesterday, it was manufacturing numbers that jarred Wall Street. Today, we face the hiring problem in the United States. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the second day of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Have you ever heard of Zulily? Well, you will today. There's more stunning news out about the economy. A growing number of people simply can no longer afford a new car. And automakers know it. We've got an interesting take on workforce retention and a whole lot more. Plus, in for the interview is a group you may not have heard about. From 1,000 Friends of Iowa, we'll hear from Kerry Carney and Julia McGuire. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, Wall Street sank again today on even more bad economic news. It seems, according to a new report, that hiring in the United States has stalled out, and that could be a precursor to some serious economic issues ahead. According to a report from ADP and Moody's Analytics, private payroll growth slowed in September. Payrolls increased by 135,000 last month. That's a drop from 157,000 in August. The gains from August, by the way, also reflected a downward revision of nearly 40,000 payrolls. Now, when we look at year over year, this latest report indicates the monthly average for 2009, this year, is now at 145,000 payroll jobs per month. Last year, the monthly average was 214,000. The data from ADP and Moody's Analytics is seen by investors as a preview of the government's monthly jobs report, which will be released Friday morning. And that jobs report caused another sell-off on Wall Street. Signs had pointed to a lower opening due to European stocks opening down, but then came this report, and the Dow quickly sank by over 400 points in the opening couple of hours of trading. Again, add to this the trade uncertainty, global economic slowdowns, and continued drama in Washington. It all means uncertainty, and that is something, ladies and gentlemen, investors really hate. You can follow our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour for the latest numbers from Wall Street. In yet another ominous sign, agricultural manufacturer John Deere announced the layoffs of some 160 workers, citing the poor farm economy. That will be yet another item to watch during the harvest, which is being hampered by heavy rains in the Midwest. If the high cost of living has got you down, you might want to take a peek at Zulily. Who? Here's the story from Vox. 9 years ago, the online company was worth about $9 billion. Zulily originally rode the wave of consumer interest in flash sale and daily deal sites, which offered steep discounts to drive impulse buying during limited time sales. Zulily's target audience was moms and shoppers who originally gravitated to the idea of discovering new clothing and other items almost every day that were marked down by as much as 70%. But models like Zulily's became less popular as tons of new deal sites flooded consumers' email boxes, while competition and a post-recession economic turnaround led to less quality excess inventory to go around. As Zulily grew, it was forced to supplement the core of its catalog, which came from boutique brands, with goods from large national brands to sort of beef up its product catalog for a larger consumer base. All of that meant that Zulily started to carry more goods that bigger competitors sell, and it's worked to at least beat them on price. How? Well, brands Zulily works with are often willing to offer steep discounts in exchange for unloading excess inventory or simply selling a large volume of items in a very short period of time. Zulily also saves on shipping costs by not offering delivery speeds that are anywhere close to Amazon's or Walmart's. Today, Today, Zulily introduced a feature that aims to show online shoppers how much cheaper its prices are than Amazon's and Walmart's. You got to check it out. Zulily, that's Zulily.com. Well, the hot new thing in auto sales isn't the look or features of your potential new vehicle. The hot new thing is the 7-year car loan. 7 years. That means you'll still be paying for your car when, say, the brakes need to be replaced. In a stunning report out from the Wall Street Journal, these stretched out car loans are here because more and more middle class Americans simply can't afford what they are buying. What's happened? Well, several things have contributed to this financing change. First of all, incomes have risen at a sluggish pace in the past decade, but car prices have grown rapidly. New technological and safety features like a larger and more sophisticated multimedia displays have made even the most basic cars more expensive. U.S. consumers have also veered towards pricier rides, like sport utility vehicles that tend to dominate auto showrooms. The result is that consumers are seeking bigger loans than ever before to purchase a car. For many Americans, the availability of loans with longer terms has created an illusion of affordability. It's helped fuel car purchases that would have been out of reach with 3-, 5-, or even 6-year loans. Americans have been borrowing to buy their cars for decades, but auto debt has swelled since the financial crisis. According to the Federal Reserve, U.S. consumers held a record $1.3 trillion worth of debt tied to their cars at the end of June. That is up from about $740 billion just a decade earlier. I guess if there's an upside to this, vehicles seem to be lasting longer, or at least people are holding on to them longer, or so it would seem. But, and you knew there would be one, Bloomberg today is reporting that car makers are stressing out over the future of auto sales in the United States. Today's shares of the big three all fell. And why? It's all tied to lousy delivery numbers. GM's third quarter deliveries rose by 6.3%. That was a smaller increase than analysts expected, while Fiat Chrysler's 0.1% slip and Ford's 5.1% decline beat projections. Now, those figures weren't enough to dispel the narrative set by rivals at Nissan, Toyota, and Honda. They, too, trotted out ugly numbers. All those were timed close to when a measure of manufacturing sector activity flashed the worst reading since the end of the last recession. All right, let's talk about your workforce for just a moment. What if you could better engage your current worker base? Wouldn't that be worth more than the endless churn of employees? Well, Quartz has this observation out today. What if, rather than spending an estimated, get this, $200 billion annually on talent acquisition middlemen, companies turned their attention toward their incumbent workforce? Imagine the collective impact if the 44% of employers that now provide zero upskilling or reskilling opportunities were to invest in just a fraction of their current employees. Such an approach would undergird the skills development that our economy needs and bend the curve on dwindling employee loyalty as quitting rates continue to soar. The Pew Research Center reveals that 87% of adults in the American workforce acknowledge that it will be essential or important for them to get training and development skills throughout their working life just to keep up with changes in the workplace. And they expect that employers and the government will be responsible for such training, especially as they face the prospect of greater automation and AI in the workforce. A survey by Northwestern University and Gallup shows a clear majority of U.S. adults overall, that's like 61%, say employers should fund these programs. The federal government, they come in at second at 50%. Spending some now, it would seem, would save plenty in the future. And finally, and just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, it seems that presidential candidate Andrew Yang is on to something. You know, he consistently talks about how automation will remove thousands of jobs over the next decade. However, the impact of automation is already here, according to a Fed study. What's up? Robots. Yeah, robots are driving down the share of national income that goes to workers. Back in the year 2000, workers received 63% of all income. Today, workers are getting 56%. Despite unemployment having reached a 50-year low, humans are receiving less income. According to some economists, the threat of automation is suppressing wage growth by inhibiting workers from asking for raises. A separate report projects that U.S. banks will shed more than 200,000 employees over the next 10 years as a result of automation. Coming up next, in just a click away, you're going to meet Kerry Carney and Julia McGuire from 1,000 Friends of Iowa. I know, what? I know, you probably didn't know about them. I have to admit, neither did I. But what they have to say and what they do plays an important role in the sustainability of the Hawkeye State. That story and interview coming up next.